Blog Talk Radio.
Awaken consciousness. It's time for inspiration. It's time to awaken to timeless truths. It's time to go from transition to transformation. It's time to set your soul free. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time to be fearless. It's time for peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. It's time to create your ideal life. It's time to discover your destiny and purpose. Welcome, freedom-loving souls. If you love entrepreneurship, wellness, holistic health, and law of attraction, well, you are in the right place during these tumultuous transitional times. When humanity is surging with doubt and fear, your solutions are here. How y'all doing today? Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me. And I got a pretty good show planned for you. Just a beautiful day here in the state of Illinois. Very interesting. Went out looking at houses today, and the realtors are not happy. They are so not happy with the huge tax hikes. Now, our next show or two, I have got some spectacular information I've been gathering on sleep. So just thought I'd give you a little heads up. So be on the lookout for sleep. Hopefully everybody is doing their morning gratitude while they're in that theta state, and then doing their gratitude for manifestation and raising their vibration. And at night, just before you doze off to sleep, get that vibration going in your brain and be grateful, and then be grateful for all the things that are coming to you. And, you know, write yourself a check. Write yourself a check for the exact amount of money you want, if it's money you want, or put a picture of the car you want or that relationship you want, what that looks like, that summer home, that dream home. Get it in front of you and think about it throughout the day and be grateful that it's coming to you. And then remember, write it down. If you don't write it down, it doesn't exist, okay? Because remember, whatever a mind can conceive and believe, a mind can achieve. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. In order to be, do, have, you got to awaken to empowerment. You can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And keep telling yourself, I can do this. Yes, I can. Absolutely. I can be, do, have whatever I want. I can create this thing. I have the tenacity. And stumbling blocks, those are just stepping stones for people like us. We understand the entrepreneurial concepts of success. And be careful who you listen to. If you're listening to people that, you know, that are kind of low vibing, you know, turn the volume down, okay? You know, you just got to be so careful. And you really, your subconscious power is such a mighty tool to empower the conscious mind. But you want to get to that conscious competence. You have to break old patterns. We all do. We have to break our old patterns. The first 7 years of a kid's life and hearing things. Now, I got to tell you, I kind of knew this stuff. So my kid was, like, programmed where, Michael, you can have whatever you want. You can do whatever you want to do. I mean, very positive, make good choices, da-da-da. And I'm very blessed. My kid is very confident. He's a hard worker. And, you know, he's always excelled in school with his grades, and he questions everything. That's another huge thing is, you know, our children are being indoctrinated in the school system. I mean, really, you don't have valedictorians in some schools anymore? Excuse me? Really? I mean, yes, we are all created equal, but not everybody puts equal effort into things, and effort should be rewarded, okay? That is what inspires us to achieve and be and do and have more. It doesn't take anything away from anybody else. Shame on that. I mean, I was never valedictorian. I wasn't the sharpest, smartest A student. I mean, quite au contraire. I mean, I got by. I did what I had to do. Didn't like school much. Pink Floyd song, we don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teachers, hey, leave the kids alone. Yeah, baby. I would have been a perfect person to live like, like off the grid and teach my kid about real things, like watching cycles of nature and dealing with dogs that bark when you're trying to do a blog talk radio show. So your subconscious power, it is mighty, and it is a tool, and it's accessible to you, and you can unleash it in your quest for success. So give me a second here. I'm going to shut this little Yorkie up. Cutest little thing, 3 pounds, soaking wet, cute, but a real pistol. But she knows what she wants. She's got a major definitiveness of purpose. She will not stop barking and bitching until I give her something. She's tenacious. Tenacity is a great thing to have when you want something. We could learn from our animals, right? So we have to set our goals. And, you know, we talked a little bit about this difficult change thing. And sometimes we have to make difficult decisions to change things up. Okay, in order to get what we want. Remember, success is creating the life that you want with your vibe as long as you're not taking it away or hurting someone else. Okay, that's what success is. So it's up to you to create your ideal life. And yes, there will be stumbling blocks along the way. But sometimes you have to make concrete decisions. How is this thing serving me? And, you know, when you first start this journey, it's like getting a train out of the station. It takes more energy, and it takes a lot more conscious competence, because you do realize 95% of humanity runs around in unconscious incompetence. That's just how, as humans, we're programmed to roll. All right, I'm driving my car, got to go to work, okay, I'm going to come home. Okay, I got to go to the grocery store, pick up milk. I mean, it's just roll, blah, blah, blah. So you know what? We're programmed to programmed to live in an unconscious state. So would you rather live in an unconscious incompetent state or an unconscious competent state? Well, repetition will take you, repetition of good and positive things and thinking and new behaviors will take you from unconscious incompetence to unconscious competence. So, you know, those sometimes you have to make the conscious choices to make those difficult changes, because some of those things need to be done in order to succeed. And the start of the journey is always the most difficult thing, but you continually put forth effort, tenacity. And you will get what you dream about. Remember, we become what we think about most of the time, okay? Now, in order to accomplish great things, we have to dream as well as do. We have to take the proper action. We have to have the proper mindset. We have to have the proper, you know, circle, the proper friends and influences on us. and she's back for more food. So when you start to feel negative, just remember to take every thought captive, use your mind to overcome it. So I, tenacious. I don't have a big enough phone for this little one. Okay, so anyway, take every thought captive. When you start feeling like negative and icky, just use your mind power, use your conscious competence, and take it to a new and more empowering place. Use your affirmations, your positive, you know, positive affirmations. If something is coming and it's bugging you, you know, look at what it is, but if it's just something that's bugging you, you got to use your intuition. And that's why you need to really tap in. We all need to tap in. Not, you know, this is about all of us. I can do this. I can do this. I tell you, I've put up wallpaper. I've done some real challenging things in my life. And I have a scripture, and it's one of my positive scriptures. It's Philippians 4:13, and it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Okay, I can do all things through, and I would do things. I would just keep repeating that because I was like not wanting. I can. And I was doing it while I was like fighting myself, but I just kept saying it, and I made it through the other side. And guess what? We know the success cycle that helped to build confidence, so I could do more, be more, have more, like we all can. Okay, we have to be impeccable with our word. We can't take anything personally. We don't assume anything, and we always do our best. Okay, so here are some really good, you know, some examples. I believe in myself. I am good enough. Everywhere I go, things come easily. Abundance comes easily to me. I am in the flow. I can accomplish anything I put my mind to. You know, I will not give up. I am a tenacious human being. I have the power in me. And look at what you want to achieve, those big, major definitiveness of purpose, your chief aim, your goals, and look and tap into your past successes, because that's part of the success cycle. So your goals and your dreams and your passions and your purpose are going to keep your brain positive, because you're working towards something. And like we've said before, make those things so compellingly big, because you will get them. You will get there. You will get there. And you always want to be thinking of the next, because you will get there. And it's baby steps, okay? You know, this is how you create your ideal life. With each milestone and goal that you set, you have to decide that you can and will fulfill this. You will do this. And sometimes it is a challenge. Life can be challenging sometimes, but guess what? That gauntlet's up. You being a person of enlightenment and empowerment and of a good vibrational energy, and know these timeless truths and tap into Awaken to Empowerment Radio here, you know that you can overcome all challenges. And I'm going to overcome with this little challenge of this little adorable dog. Maybe if I pick her off. I've got two of them. I have a Yorkie and a Maltese, and they are, oh, my gosh, they're vying for my attention right now. Okay, so I got each dog in a hand here. Renew your mind every day. Look at where you're at. You got to do the tough stuff. You have to figure out where you're at to get to where you're going. And where I'm at is in my house with my two little cute dogs. And they are adorable, but they can be a pain in the butt. So let's say, just small thing here, okay? Let's say you're not loving on your, you got a job. You don't have a business yet, or you got your part-time business, but you still need that J-O-B, some call it just over broke, to just pay those bills, and you're really not loving it there. So what can you do to make that better, okay? What if you what if you got a job and it's just way too stressful for you to do anything else? Well, then start doing things that are decompressing to you that are positive. Don't sit in a bar for 4 hours. Don't sit in front of a television. Yes, sometimes television watching to decompress is good, but maybe if you could walk around, you know, now it's like summer, so if you could walk around and with headphones and listen to good, positive vibe music, okay? Always try things that vibe with you. And look at what the worst thing that can happen, right? Open your mind to new opportunities. Not every network marketing company is going to be for you. Some of them cost a lot of money to get into. But if you've got a really high vibe, good leader, and they've got a vibe and team, what you could learn doing network marketing could benefit you, maybe not in that company, but it could benefit you in so many other areas of your life. If you're a crafty person, if you like to make things, my gosh, the internet is loaded. You could start an internet online store for not a little money. So relieve your stress, exercise. Exercise is a great way to relieve stress. Yoga, meditation, breathe. But also understand that sometimes our procrastination, we do things just out of procrastination. One of my biggest procrastination things is getting rid of stuff in my house. I'm a great acquisitioner. I'm not a good eliminator. My mother used to throw everything away. I'd come home from school and I'd be like, Where's this? Oh, throw it away. So, subsequently. But really, you want to be relaxed. If you don't like your job, start thinking what you could do to start transitioning out of it. You know, maybe if you made relationships with some of your coworkers, you know, that might make your job more fun. And another really big key is really know where you need improvement in your life, okay? Know where you need improvement in your life. You know, maybe I'm not sleeping enough, and boy, do I have a show for you on sleep. Oh, the information that I have been getting, it's just going to be amazeballs. But, you know your weaknesses. You know, what are you really not good at? What can you use help with? What can you do better on? And make goals to improve that stuff. That will help, you know, build up your conscious competence, your self-awareness, if you will. So, and then that is another little key to unlock that success power in your brain, okay? You know, once you reach one of your small goals, take a look back and see what went really right, what went really wrong. Use it as a learning experience, but then it builds confidence, and it's going to show you that you really can succeed. That is our success cycle, okay? You have to build strong awareness, that conscious competence. That really helps to lead to unlocking your most vibrative mind power and really achieving this as you desire, okay? And the repetition widens neural pathways. Remember, whatever a mind can conceive and believe, a mind can achieve. Thoughts are things. Thoughts are things. Words are containers of power. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. We become what we think about most of the time. You can be, do, have whatever you desire. And you can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. You can create your ideal life. So keep that awareness going. Keep that awakening going. Keep that conscious competence going. That will unlock superpowers in your mind to get you closer to your goals, your dreams, your major definitiveness of purpose, your chief aim. Okay? And keep your attitude good. Keep your vibes high. It is so important to have a good attitude. Attitude will determine your altitude. I mean, that's so true. you know, always be learning, okay? Attitude. When we first started doing the Steve Beamon Show, that was my very first word, because attitude towards success is usually governed by your motivation. So you got to get your motivation high, but your attitude towards success. If you think, I can't learn anything, I'm always going to be stuck in this job, I'm never going to be able to get anywhere, oh, rich people, they're just a bunch of assholes. Well, that's a bad attitude if you want to really be successful, okay? And you got to learn how that motivation, that action motivation, motivate to action, right? And how it's influenced by your attitude. Everything we do is influenced by our attitudes, our relationship, how we think of ourselves, our self-confidence, our success. Really, you change your way of thinking. You change those attitudes, that low-vibe, negative attitude of your mind. You're going to change your life. And that really helps to unlock your mind power. And that helps to bring your vibration up. And that helps to go in and become part of your unconscious incompetence, that really high level. So our attitudes are so much. And sometimes we have attitudes and personal viewpoints and influences, and they're so anchored in our way of thinking, and it just gives us a negative mindset. Like I said before, a lot of these past influences up till 7 years old and what you've lived with, you know, you really got to overwrite those programs. So if you lived in a very negative house, you've got to overwrite that, and you've got to work on it. And, yes, you have to be diligent. You have to do it morning and night. You know, be grateful that you can do all things. Be grateful that you have this wonderful mind, this creative force inside of you. You know, that super conscious that's tapped into the creator of the world, if you allow it to be so. And believe, right? Attitude and belief. If you tell yourself you're too old to learn something, that is just, that's not helping you, okay? That's self-sabotage. Always be learning. Always be learning. Always get books and constantly get a good attitude about what you're doing, okay? You know, there's some subliminal tapes out there that can rewrite, and I've actually got some, I gotta find them, but just, you know, if you came from a challenging childhood, you survived this far, okay, hopefully you were a bit of a rebel. I came from a little bit of a challenging childhood. My father told me I was never going to amount to anything because I got bad grades in school. Got a D in swimming. Really, Dad? That got grounded. I put like zero. I just really did not. School was social time for me. It was like so much fun. I was like more interested in having fun than learning. But I had a couple teachers that were really engaging, and I got A's because they were awesome, and now I'm like a dork. I buy all these learning company DVDs and CDs, and I'm taking all these college classes like on philosophy and, you know, physics and all this really cool stuff because I want to learn. I have a heart to learn. I mean, I had a heart to learn if I was taught right. I just didn't like the way the public school system engaged me, and I was too much of a rebel. So, but anyway, that's a dual-edged sword. That can be a good thing or a bad thing. But I will tell you something. If I respected someone and I saw they were a person of integrity and truth and had a high vibe, totally coachable. That's why some of my teachers I got straight A's with, because they didn't diss me for asking questions, because I question everything. And one time, one of my teachers I was talking in class, and I guess I had my hand up, and he wasn't answering me, you know, whatever. And I was, like, talking to my friend. I'm like, you know, he's so rude, whatever. I don't remember, or maybe I was talking about a boy. I don't exactly remember. But he's like, Carol, stop talking. And I'm like, what? He goes, you know, and in front of the whole class goes, yeah, when Carol dies on her gravestone, they're going to say, Carol, finally stop talking. And it kind of embarrassed me, and everybody kind of laughed. And I said, excuse me, you are not here to like me or to judge me. You are here to teach me, and I highly suggest you do your job. It was seventh grade, and I don't think he gave me a real good grade. I don't think I got down to the principal office for that thing, though. Spent some time there. But anyway, turn your mind around. I was a rebel. I had very controlling, loving, but controlling parents. Loving, totally, you know, but they came very fear-driven. But, I mean, see, my programming, I'm sure, did other things to me, but it made me rebellious because that was my nature. I was my aunt called me a very precocious child. So that first 7 years, whatever you learn, is a big part of your life, and it's a big part of who you are. So, you know, I've been trying to read a book a week. That's something I'm trying to do. Drop your negative attitude. Drop your negative words. Use the positive force. The force is with you. The power of belief. Okay? Your power of belief is amazing. Okay? You need to unite your conscious intuitive mind with your subconscious mind. Okay? And that is where repetition is really going to come in. Remember, we talked about how we're kind of, you know, we have a body, we have a soul, and we are spirit. It should all be working in harmony together. And, you know, I know this might sound a little woo-hoo, but you can learn these things, okay? The more you use, your mind's like a muscle, and the more you use it, the more you're going to be able to access these things. So use it to your good. Watch your attitudes. Watch your beliefs. Try and, you know, constantly be aware and conscious of what you're saying, what you're thinking. Be really, catch yourself, and make it a habit to catch yourself. And then at the end of the day, kind of go through your day, kind of process your day consciously and say, you know, I did really good today. I was thinking really positive, or I had this negative thought and I changed it. And, I mean, and be grateful for it. Go ahead and be grateful for it. Use that as part of your gratitude, okay? You're going to really totally build your personal power, okay? You know, I know this is kind of a repetition. I know that, but we've got to repeat these things, and we've got to keep thinking better and have new and better ways of thinking. I'm just so sad that 95% of people go ahead and live in unconscious incompetence. If people were awakened, imagine the world we can have, right? So, you know, there are so many tips and tricks, and there are so many laws that we've discussed in this show. So today is attitude and belief. I'll get to ABC, attitude and belief. And gotta just think about how successful you want to be, okay? And we've talked about some universal laws and principles, right? The law of attraction, okay? There's the law of cause and effect, the law of relativity, the law of conscious detachment, the law of gratitude, the law of declaring, the law of giving, the law of right action, the law of just heartfelt desire, the law of vibration, the law of compensation, the law of karma, the law of abundance, the law of resistance, the law of gender, the law of rhythm, the law of polarity, the law of wisdom, and the law of least effort, the law to manifest, the law of purpose, the law of increase, creativity, forgiveness, allowing. These are all laws that we talk about on a regular basis. You know, there's times to be, you know, you have to sacrifice. Self-knowledge, love, obedience. These are universal laws of success, okay? They could be applied to everyone's life if we are consciously competent to apply them. We all have the ability to achieve our goals and dreams. you have to put your mind and your heart into what you desire. Okay? We know this. It's not just for the rich people. Okay? Your mindset, your attitude, your actions, your beliefs, all of these things. I know we are, you know, the brilliance is in the basics here. And these universal principles or laws are really here to help us be better and to do better and to have better. So, you know, we'll unpack some of those in the coming weeks. We'll deep dive into them. Success is in your mindset, okay? And, of course, we all know there are purported challenges, but we are ready for challenges. Stumbling blocks are stepping stones. And if you look at them as that, and if you look at them as learning opportunities, and you know what you really, really want in life and what you're going after, all this becomes easier for you, okay? You got to do the right actions. You got to focus your efforts. Universal law. These universal laws, all of these laws of attraction, if you will help you to facilitate and achieve success. I have done them in my own life. I'm doing them right now. I get excited when I see change. I'm excited for gratitude. So grateful, just so grateful. Every morning I'm grateful. Wake up today. I do quote a scripture. This is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Okay? Every morning, this is the day the Lord hath made. Thank you, God. And I'm going to be honest, my back isn't hurting. Now, maybe that's because I'm not eating sugar. There are so many really good, effective techniques. And if you deploy them all at the right time, that's taking the proper action. But you need to be aware. Okay, I keep going back to this. You need to be aware where you're at. You need to know yourself. Huge principle. Write that down. Know yourself. Know where you're at right now. And then you'll know where you're going. You need to plug in to things like this. You need to tune in to positive and encouraging things. Turn that switch on. Get that vibe high. Hang out with high-vibe people, okay? But be aware. Get into that conscious, competent state. And I'm so glad that, you know, I know I'm repeating the same thing over and over again, but it's so important. It's so important. Remember, you get a negative thought in your head, you start doing negative behavior, stop yourself. Stop yourself. Control your mind, okay? Because then you could create your life. Personal responsibility, okay? Success really is an inside job. And weight loss, okay? Being self-disciplined, I mean, I could be the most mindless eater. That is unconscious incompetence. When I am conscious, it's like, I'm looking at these phenomenal chips here, and I love them. And I'm telling you, I'm just trying to stay low carb and keto. Now, these are healthy. They're multi-grain. They've got, you know, chia and quinoa and amaranth and flax and all this good stuff, and they're phenomenal. They're high in fiber, but that's not for me right now. So I could go ahead and mindlessly eat them, or I could be conscious and say, no, that does help to build the success cycle. But I know myself. See, know yourself. If I start having one or two, forget it. It's all over. Now, I could really deploy self-discipline and say I'm going to have one. Might be a little challenging, okay? So, you know, success really is a journey. And, you know, hopefully we've covered the definition of success. okay? Success is not a materialistic thing like we've discussed. Success, although we live in a materialistic culture and it is okay to have the big house or the big car or whatever, it's all good, but success is having what you want and not impeding or infringing on anybody else's life. Real simple. Okay, as long as you're being a person of excellence, as long as you're being impeccable with your word, as long as you are doing your best and you are being authentic and you are being a person of integrity and honesty and truth, and you are actually bigger thinking than just for yourself. I mean, you're thinking about that big house. You're thinking about that family, okay, your family or your family that you want to have. You want to build success because you want to be able to, you know, give the best things to your loved ones. And you know, your loved ones, you could you know, help volunteer and things like that. So success is not just material stuff, okay? But rich people aren't bad. Remember, we don't bash or eat the rich here. It takes a lot to be a rich person. And, yes, there are jerks that make money on other people. And you know what? Karma will come around. There is that law. So success is what it looks like for you. And, I mean, I've been looking online for houses, and I'm looking at some of these houses for grins, you know, like, you know, $3 million, $5 million, and I'm like, what? I don't need all that. I mean, I know what I need. I know what I want. So, to me, that's success. So, maybe what I'm looking at, somebody looking, oh, my God, that's a little shack. Well, you know, hey, that makes me happy. If it doesn't make you happy, then you go vibe and buy your $3 million house, whatever. That's all good. So really, success is what you define it to be. That's creating your ideal life. So you really need to write it down, okay, because it doesn't happen until you write it down. And guess what? If you don't write it down and have a scale and know what you want, you just kind of go with the flow, and sometimes going with the flow is okay. We can talk about that too, but you will at no point achieve satisfaction and fulfillment if you really don't ever take the time to determine and write down what this ideal life, this success looks like to you, okay? So, you know, and here's the thing. You could go ahead and, you know, see what Susie Joe or Bobby Lee thinks success is. Well, that's not your path. That's not your journey. Okay? Oh, so-and-so, this gal I worked with, there's blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah. No, you got to trailblaze your own path. That's what freedom is. That's freedom and success. That's peace of mind. That's awesome. Okay? Don't compare yourself to other people. We've talked about this before. You know, let other people live their own lives and have relationships with them. It's all good. But do not succeed on other people's terms, okay? Now, if you're doing a group effort, you have to discuss what success looks like to the group. Then you need your mastermind. But when you're creating your ideal life, see, we talked about this yesterday. You know, first you got to do the work within to go without. And I don't mean without, I mean outside of yourself to start working with others for relationships. Once you are holistic within, then you extend yourself to a significant other or a team. And then your team could grow and you could affect your community and society. That's how this works. But you got to do what you got to do for you. Know yourself. You got to be happy with who you are. Love yourself, okay? You really, 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 really need to know what you want. And if you're living someone else's life, guess what? You can compromise your own intrinsic light, your own well-being. So you need to understand what success means to you. Okay? If you don't, if you do not, if you lack the understanding of what success means to you, you're just going to be like going in circles, and you're not going to really achieve anything. So that's why you got to write it down. Don't let someone else dictate what success is to you, what your goals, what your ideal life looks like. okay? Too many people, you know, that's being kind of unconsciously incompetent. You know, especially that's kind of like some of that groupthink and network marketing kind of bugs me. Like, okay, but maybe that isn't what success looks like for you. You know, you got to do five people. Well, you know what, maybe you're a network marketer and you're selling this nutritional product and you want to help people get better. To you, that may be success. As long as you're paying for your product every month and you help 10 people get better, but see, you're going to have an upline. Well, you want to build your downline. Blah, blah, blah. You know what? What does it look like for you? This is about you. Because you can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. You can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. Okay? So, you know, your definition of what success looks like and what failure looks like to you. You need to know what doesn't vibe for you as far as failure. And when you actually define these things, you are going to have more of a compass, a roadmap, if you will. To where you need to be. And this is all about you. This is not about anybody else's hopes and dreams, okay? Now, if you are married, I highly suggest the mastermind. Two brains are better than one, especially, you know, the relationship, the high vibe between a very happily married husband and wife. But you also still have to work on yourself, too. And if you each individually work on yourself to do better, and then you come together to, like, create some of these goals and dreams, it's amazing, okay? So plan your own strategies. Identify what success means to you. Know where you actually have things that you want to do better at. Start with going ahead and getting other, you know, your significant other involved. If you have a significant other and you're working to get a bigger house or a car. Those are things you do together. But if you want to lose 15 pounds, yeah, you could tell your significant other. But there's work you need to do inside yourself, too. And that is your attitude. And that is your gratitude in the morning and your visualization. And that you could do that in addition to doing that on your own. Yes, you could do that with your significant other, your partner. I would make it a habit, cosmic habit force for yourself at first because I think it's more empowering. So hopefully this is some of, you know, this is serving you. Hopefully this will help you to create your ideal life and push you a little bit for writing your goals down and your dreams. And, you know, these are timeless truths. These are universal laws and principles that have governed human conduct and, you know, for the ages, okay? When you align yourself with the laws, you will. You will. That's why we keep going. We'll talk about a little bit more about the law of attraction tomorrow. We'll tap into some more of the laws. Of course, we'll repeat. I can't wait to bring this whole sleep thing to you. Okay, well, I really hope everyone is enjoying this show and their weekend. I want to thank you for joining me. I'll be back next time on Awaken to Empowerment. I'm sorry I didn't get to go through any holistic health things. We're going to do a whole... So peace, love, empowerment, and freedom. Go ahead and create your ideal life because you can. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. And remember, get yourself some peace of mind. So this is Carol Ann Parisi for Awaken to Empowerment. Going to sign off now with Boston and peace of mind. Ciao, ciao for now. Love y'all. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm very grateful. From my heart to yours. Thank you so much. I'm very grateful.